My name is Hasan Sorels, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on Shorts. These are 2 to 4 minute observations, ideas, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for 2 to 4 minutes is better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. Choosing to opt out is a choice, just as is choosing to opt in. Leaders choose to join or not systems, organizations, teams, and cultures, and then they choose to either stay in those places or leave. It's not a default act. After being fundamentally a relational act, leadership is an act of repeated choices, many of which are habitual and relentlessly subconscious, that drives a leader and their team toward an end goal. Leaders who are loath to admit that they have agency and that they have responsibility and accountability for the choices that they make are merely, at the end of the day, managers and supervisors of a process and of people, but they aren't leaders. Leaders know that decisions aren't always either or black or white. Leaders know that decisions have multivariant consequences in any given situation. Leaders know the decisions they have to make about the direction of a team, a culture, or an individual have short, mid, and long-term consequences. Leaders know that no matter what decisions they make, even the wisest cannot see all ends. And leaders know that at the end of all that thinking, all of that prevaricating, all of that strategizing and collaborating, making the call is all on them. Agency and decision-making. Accepting consequences for choices made, engaging with accountability to the fullest extent, and being driven by neither avoiding blame or receiving credit, these are the characteristics of leaders that other leaders seek to emulate. This is important to understand, as philosophical and strategic as it may sound to your ears right now, for many, many reasons, but 2 stand out most starkly right now at this period of time in human history. Reason number 1, if the engineers, researchers, programmers, and other wizards of smart are to be believed, humanity is about 3 to 5 years away from experiencing a technological turning with AI, data algorithms, and machine learning merging together that will rival the rise of the internet for disrupting lives, economies, and even the very social fabric itself at scale. Reason number 2, if followers continue to grow in autonomy and power, or at least the belief in autonomy and power, over their own lives, they are going to want to be controlled less and less and be collaborated with more. Otherwise, there is little remaining need for putting in labor, at least from their perspective, to a system that seems only to exist to turn human effort into the raw power that drives economic and social engines. One can argue, and many will upon listening to this, that the 2 reasons I've just stated have always been true, that this time is no different, and that the only difference between the lived now and the recorded then is that back in the day, the speed of the change was slower and more manageable. Which gets us back around to choosing to opt in or choosing to opt out. Look, leaders make choices that begin with them and their perception of autonomy, agency, and power, about what system they choose to engage with, and about what games they either choose to play or don't. Leaders don't whine or complain or stubbornly, passively choose to opt out when the game they picked is going against them. Leaders instead either quietly, winsomely, and compassionately quit that game when the rules are changed, or leaders flip over the board entirely and work diligently and persistently and consistently to create a whole different game with different rules entirely, all by engaging and using their own hard-won agency and autonomy and power, rather than giving it all up to other people in the vain hope that, well, somehow it will all work out in the end. No more leadership accidents. And that's it for me. Follow us on all the places that you follow us. Please subscribe to Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast. Please tell your friends. Please like and share. Please also check out the HSCT website for all products and solutions. Please check out the Leading Keys website for products and solutions, our remote training services, our books, our trainings that will help you become a better leader. And watch this space for more information about our upcoming book, 12 Rules for Leaders, a foundational guide to intentional leadership, coming in April 2022. Please also go to HaysonSorrells.com for more blogs and more posts about how you can be a better leader, and check out all of our YouTube channels online. Thanks, and have a great rest of your leadership day. Out.